Well, we do see a decline in the status of fish stocks. We see increased levels of pollution in the water. We see increased marginalization of the small-scale fishing communities. We have growing pressure on coastal zones from other sectors, from tourism, from industrial development, from urbanization. So all of these pressures are really threatening the livelihoods of these people who for generations and generations have lived on fisheries and have developed very sustainable systems also. So we need to help them to maintain those livelihoods and improve how they can maintain this contribution also that they're making in terms of global food security and poverty eradication. Millions and millions of people depend directly or indirectly on small-scale fisheries for their livelihoods. So in terms of income and employment provider, fisheries is actually more important than all the other sectors of the oceans industry together. We should not forget that in capture fisheries, over 90% of all people working in the sector are actually employed in the small-scale fisheries sector. So this really needs to be recognized. And we also need to make sure that in the discussions here around SDG 14 on the oceans, there's also link made to the other relevant SDGs, in particular SDG 1 and SDG 2 on poverty and on eliminating hunger.
So they're the largest group, but they're also the most vulnerable, I guess, to climate change and to factors like increasing pollution in the world's seas.
Yes, absolutely. So they are subject to all of these external threats, which are not in their control. But they're also marginalized often economically, socially, politically. So what needs to be done is to empower the small-scale fishing communities themselves to be able to voice their concerns, to voice their needs, to get into decision-making processes, to get into management processes, because they really have a lot of knowledge. They are out there on the water every day, so they really know what is happening. If there are changes, for example, from climate change, how they affect the resources.
And how can this major UN conference that's happening in the next few months, how can it help them? And what kind of sustainability solutions are you working on?
Well, I think this Oceans Conference is important because it is connecting a number of sectors which are often distinct and they're not often having a chance to come together even though they influence each other. So this is a very important fact that this important contribution that this conference is doing. For us in FAO, we have facilitated a process of the development of a new international instrument that was negotiated over a long process of 4 years involving more than 4,000 stakeholders directly and which culminated in 2014 with the endorsement of this new international instrument, the Voluntary Guidelines for Securing Sustainable Small-Scale Fisheries in the context of food security and poverty eradication. So we now have this international instrument. It provides a tool for all of us, for governments, for fishing communities themselves, for regional organizations and for other partners to really take action, because it's a global consensus on securing small-scale fisheries.
It relies on member states taking it seriously and themselves taking action, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It is up to the member states really who need to drive this change, but there's equally important recognition that it cannot happen only by states, but it needs to be something that really involves all the stakeholders. Primarily the small-scale fishing communities in this case, but also other relevant actors, including, for example, research, academia, regional organizations, NGOs, and other partners.